Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
We are predominantly a Democratic state, more so than I think other states, and our cost of living is quite high, and people work multiple jobs. And so there are a lot of reasons for why we have a low voter turnout rate.
Sandy Ma from Common Cause Hawaii says they're trying to change Hawaii's historically low voter turnout this year with vote by mail, especially in light of the new coronavirus. Presidential primary ballots must be delivered today to the Hawaii Democratic Party. The state-run congressional and local primaries are later this summer. Ma worries the devastating drop-off in tourism, on top of everything else, will take its toll on voter turnout.
We are really focused in Hawaii on just surviving, paying our rent, our mortgage, you know, where's our next meal coming from? So people are not so much focused on elections. We're not even seeing that much campaigning.
Campaigning has changed gears everywhere, according to Professor Daniel Kreese at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
The president's own public appearances become much more limited in the time of corona. He can't hold the big rallies that he's famous for.
But what President Trump can do that his opponents can't is hold official governmental events in key swing states. His latest trip was to a Michigan Ford plant yesterday. He's visited other manufacturing plants and healthcare workers in Arizona and Pennsylvania in recent weeks, not always without controversy. Yesterday, he brought a mask but refused to wear it in front of cameras. Former Vice President Joe Biden is campaigning exclusively from his home in Delaware. In swing states, his campaign is holding online training sessions for volunteers. Kreese says they've also hired some of the best digital strategists in the business to catch up with Trump's operation.
What they've been doing is trying to figure out a way to mobilize constituent groups around the Democratic Party to get people excited, to get people engaged, to get people to spread, you know, Biden's message through their own social networks.
Lawyers are getting more engaged as the U.S. Department of Justice continues to make decisions that appear to favor the president politically. A group of Republican state attorneys general came out in support of U.S. Attorney General William Barr's request to drop charges against Michael Flynn. Flynn was Trump's first national security advisor who pled guilty twice for lying to the FBI about communications with Russia. He withdrew his plea before being sentenced. In response, a bipartisan group of over 1,000 former federal prosecutors and their supervisors from the Justice Department filed a so-called Friend of the Court letter, or amicus brief, asking a D.C. district court for an independent judicial review of Barr's actions. One of those prosecutors, Christy Parker, spent 19 years at the Justice Department. She's part of the legal team from Protect Democracy, representing the former employees.
We've been very concerned throughout this administration that the Justice Department has been politicized and weaponized to not only act in President Trump's personal interest, but to act to favor his friends and to harm his perceived political opponents.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bulkey. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.